Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem starting Masechta Nedarim. The Ran in the beginning of the Masechta gives the following hakdama to Masechta Nedarim. The Ran says that Neder hu be'echad mishnei inyanim. There are two different types of Nedarim. There is a neder, which is referred to as nidrei hekdesh, that a person can take something that was chulin and make it hekdesh. That is the first type of neder. And then there is a neder which our masechta is dealing with, which is nidrei yisr, that a person can take an object which was previously mutter and make that object aser. The Ran says that there are two differences between nidrei hekdesh and nidrei yisr. As far as nidrei hekdesh are concerned, the halacha is a person can only be makdish something that belongs to him. A person cannot be makdish something that belongs to someone else. On the other hand, as far as nidrei yisr, we say that a person has the ability to say that my friend's object should be aser on me. And one does not have to own the object in order to create an yisr. That is the first difference between nidrei hekdesh and nidrei yisr. The second difference between nidrei hekdesh and nidrei yisr is that the Ran says that as far as nidrei hekdesh are concerned, when someone is makdish a chefetz, that object becomes aser on every single person. On the other hand, as far as nidrei yisr, we say that a person has the ability to create an yisr as far as specific people are concerned. And just because one went and made a neder which created an isser on a specific object, that does not necessarily mean that now the chefetz is aser on everyone. But rather, the chefetz is only aser on whoever was included in his neder. That is the second difference between nidrei hekdesh and nidrei isser. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, also explains that a neder is divided into two parts, nidrei isser and nidrei hekdesh. The Rambam in Halacha Beis, when he explains nidrei hekdesh, does not explain like the Ran. The nidrei hekdesh means that a person went and was makdish a specific object. But rather, the Rambam explains nidrei hekdesh to mean that a person was mechayiv himself to bring a korban. For example, the Rambam says that a person said, Harei alai lahavi oila. A person was mechayiv himself to bring an oila. That is how the Rambam explains nidrei hekdesh. So again, we have a tremendous machlikas harishonim as far as that we say that nedarim are split into two parts, that there is nidrei yisr and nidrei hekdesh. What is nidrei hekdesh referring to? Is nidrei hekdesh referring to, as the Ran explains, that a person went and was makdish a specific object? Or is nidrei hekdesh referring to, as the Rambam explains, that a person was mechayiv himself to hekdesh, but not that he was makdish a specific object? Well, here the reason why the Rambam did not explain like the Ran, that nidrei hekdesh refers to a case that a person was makdish a specific object, is because the Rambam understands that when a person is makdish a specific object, that has nothing to do with the parasha of Nedarim. That is a completely separate parasha of hekdesh, that a person has the ability to create kedusha, to be makdish something that was previously chulin. But that has absolutely nothing to do with the parasha of Nedarim. The Ran, on the other hand, argues, and the Ran understands that a person has the ability to be makdish is also based on the parasha of Nedarim. And the Ran understands that a person is chayev to hekdish is not based on the parasha of Nedarim, but rather, it is a special halacha in hekdesh. As the Gemara in Megillah Dav Ches Amud Aleph finds out that we say, that if someone says, Harei alai korban, he is chayev b'achriyusai, is learnt out from the pasuk of Anirtza loy l'chaper olav, that till he actually receives his kapara, he is achroi, he is responsible to make sure that he brings the korban that he was mechayev himself to bring. But it is not based on the parasha of Nedarim. And so too we find in Tesis, and Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis, but the Ramaschal Minayin and Mechoser Eiver, Sha'asu of Neinayach, that Tesis and Avodah Zarah says that this halacha, that if someone says, Harei Lai Korban, that he is chayev b'achyusa and he is mechuyev to make sure that he brings the carbon that he was mechayev himself in, is not only halacha by Yisrael that was mechayev himself in a carbon, but even by a goy. If a goy says harei alai carbon, he is also chayev b'achyusa and he is mechuyev to bring that carbon. And even though, as Reb Kiveger asks in Gilyon Hashas, a goy is not muzer on bal yachel, and a goy is not mechuyev to keep his neder, but still Tosfos understands that this halacha of harei alai, that there is a chiyuv achrayus when someone says harei alai carbon, is not based on the parasha of Nedarim, and therefore even a goy is chayev achrayusay. Now, to understand the ikar machlekes between the Rambam and the Ran, if Nidri Hektish refers to the chiyuv that one is mechayev himself to Hektish, or Nidri Hektish refers to the actual Hektish, we have to be makdim with the following machlokes that we find in the Machne Ephraim and Hilchos Nedarim Siman Yud Beis. The Machne Ephraim brings down the following chiddush b'shem the Rashas, that the Rashas says if someone was mekabel on himself Naziros, and he said that my Naziros should only be chal at a certain point, till then, I do not want to be a Nazir. The halacha is that till that point, he has the ability to be chazer from his Naziros. And we say, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Just like the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that if someone was Mekadesh and Isha La'achar Lamed Yoyim, the Rabbi Yochanan says a person can go and be chazer from his Kiddushin. Till 30 days, a person has the ability to be chazer from his Kiddushin. And we say, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, and therefore the Kiddushin will not be chal even after 30 days. So too by Naziros, since Naziros was not yet chal, a person can be chazer from his kabbalas Naziros. And we will say, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, since the Naziros was not yet chal. The Machne Ephraim, on the other hand, argues, and the Machne Ephraim says that a person cannot be chazer from his Naziros. And so too the Machne Ephraim understands by every nether. If, let's say, someone said that a certain object should become Asr after 30 days, even before 30 days a person cannot be chazer from his nether, and that object will become Asr after 30 days, even if he was chazer in 30 days. As the Machne Ephraim says that one cannot compare Nedarim or Naziros to Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, the entire Kiddushin is only chal after 30 days, and for that reason, till the Kiddushin is chal, it is considered as if it is only Dibur. And therefore we say, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. On the other hand, as far as Nedarim or Naziros is concerned, the Kabbalas HaNeder, the Kabbalas Naziros took place now. And since the Kabbalah took place now, it is no longer considered a Dibur, and therefore we do not apply the halacha of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. To understand the machlokes between the Rashas, who understands that till the actual time of the Chalois Naziros, till the actual time of the Chalois Neder, it is only considered a Dibur. On the other hand, the Machne Ephraim understands that even before the actual time of the Chalois Iser, it is no longer considered a Dibur. L'chaira, the machlokes between the Rashas and the Machne Ephraim is a fundamental machlokes how to understand the Iser Neder. When someone makes a Neder, what is he doing? Do we say that when someone makes a neder, what he is doing is he is taking an object that was previously mutter, and he is creating a chalois iser on that object? He is making an object that was previously mutter aser. Is that the way neder works? Or do we say no, that when someone makes a neder, what he is doing is he is being mekabel on himself to be noyeg as if the chayfetz is aser? Now the Torah went and said that whenever someone is mechuyev to be noyeg as if a specific object is aser, that object memeila becomes aser. But with his neder, all he did was is that he was mechayev himself to be noyeg as if the chayfetz is aser. He did not actually go and create an iser on the chayfetz. That is the basis of the machlokes between the Rashas and the Machne Ephraim. The Rashas understands that by every neder, what a person is doing is that he is creating a chalois iser. He is taking an object that was previously mutter and making that object aser. And therefore, the Rashas understands that as long as the object is mutter before the chalois iser was chal, His neder was not yet chal, and therefore his neder is only considered a dibur, and we apply the halacha of osi dibur umevatel dibur. The Machne Ephraim, who argues on the Rashas, on the other hand, understands that the way neder works is not that a person is creating a chalais iser, but rather a person is mechayev himself to act as if the chayfetz is osir. And memela the chayfetz is osir. But what a person is doing with his neder is only that he's mechayev himself in a specific anhoga, how to be noyeg relative to that chayfetz. And for that reason, the Machne Ephraim understands that even if someone said that this chayfetz should become asr la'achar lamed, but still the kabbalas haneder is taking place now. Now he is mechuyev to be noyeg with that chayfetz in a specific way. It happens to be that he is only mechuyev to be noyeg specifically with that chayfetz after lamed yoyim. But the kabbalas haneder is taking place now, and for that reason the Machne Ephraim understands that a person cannot be chayzer from his kabbalas neder, since his kabbalas neder was chal already, it is no longer considered a dibur. And therefore we do not apply the halacha of osi dibur umevatel dibur. Based on this fundamental machlokes between the Rashas and the Machne Ephraim, how to understand every neder, let us go back to the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam, l'chora, understands every neder, as we explained according to the Machne Ephraim, that the way nedarim work is that a person is mechayev himself in a certain anhaga, but not that he is creating a chalais iser with his neder. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that nidre hektish is that a person is mechayev himself to hektish. That a person has the ability to take an object that was previously chulin and turn that object into hektish has absolutely nothing to do with nedarim. Since by neder itself, he is not taking a chayfetz that was mutter and creating an iser on that chayfetz. But rather, all he's doing is being mechayev himself in a certain anhaga. That the chayfetz becomes aser is something that happens memela. The Ran, on the other hand, argues, and the Ran understands that the way nedarim work is as the Rashas explains. With a neder, a person is taking a chayfetz that was previously mutter and creating a chalais iser. And for that reason, the Ran understands that nidre hektish, that a person can take a chayfetz that was previously chulin and make that chayfetz into hektish, is based on the parsha of nedarim. And the Ran cannot explain nidre hektish as the Rambam explains. That nidre hektish refers to that a person has the ability to mechayiv himself to hektish, since according to the Ran, that has absolutely nothing to do with the parsha of nedarim. Since by nedarim a person is not being mechayev himself in a certain anhaga, but rather all a person is doing is creating a chalais iser. And for that reason, being chayev to hektish will have nothing to do with the parsha of nedarim. So again, we have a seeming machloikes harishenim and achrenim as far as how to understand the halacha of nedarim. The Rambam and the Machne Ephraim seem to understand that halacha of nedarim is that a person is mechayev himself in a certain chiyuv. Either by nidrei iser, that a person is mechayev himself how to be noyeg to a specific object, or by nidrei hektish, that a person is mechayev himself to hektish. On the other hand, the Ran and so too the Rashas understand that the way nedarim work is that a person is creating a chalois iser, a person is taking a chayfetz and making a chayfetz that was previously mutter aser. And so too by nidre hektish, a person is taking a chayfetz that was previously chuin and making that chayfetz into hektish. But now one has to understand, if that is true, that the Rambam and the Machne Ephraim understand that the way a neder works is that a person is mekabel on himself a certain anhaga, a person is mechayev himself to be noyeg as if the chayfetz is aser. If so, how does one understand that a person can aser his own chayfetz on his friends? A person does not have the ability to mechayev his friend in a certain anhaga. A person can only mechayev himself in a certain anhaga. And since a person does not have the ability to mechayev his friend in a certain anhaga, for that reason, as far as his friend is concerned, the chayfetz should remain mutter. So to answer this kasha, Chira, we have to be makdim with another machlokes that we find between the Rambam and the Ran. The Gemara later on in Daf Tesvav and Aleph brings down the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone told his wife, Shad nenesli ad ha-pesach im tochi o beis avich ad ha-chag, if someone told his wife, you cannot have hanah from me till Pesach, if you go to your father's house ad ha-chag. If she went before Pesach, she is not allowed to have hana from her Baal till Pesach. Rabbi Abba explains, if let's say she went before Pesach, she is also to have hana. Now, who is Leike referring to? Who is Chayiv Malkus? The Ran explains that Leike is referring to the Isha. If the Isha has hana from her Baal, the Isha is Chayeves Malkis. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues, and the Rambam explains that Veloike is referring to the Baal. If the Baal went and gave his wife Hanah, he is Leike. The Baal himself is Leike, and the Isha herself is not Leike, even though she is not allowed to have Hanah, but there is no Malkis as far as the Isha herself is concerned. The Ran, on the other hand, says that only the Isha is Leike. And the Baal, even if the Baal went and gave his wife Hanah, still the Baal is not Leike. Now to understand the Shita of the Rambam, that the Baal is Leike and not the Isha, and to understand the Machloikes between the Rambam and the Ran, V'chayra, the Machloikes is based on the previous Machloikes, as we mentioned before, between the Rambam and the Ran. That the Rambam understands that the way Nedarim work is that a person is Mechayiv himself in a certain Anhagah. And Mamewa the Chifetz becomes Aser. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that when someone goes and his mother Hanah Mechaveray and tells his friend, you cannot have Hanah from me, what he is really saying is that he is Mechayiv himself in Anhoga, that someone else will not be Nene from him. And even though it is Chal Chalois Iser on the Chifetz Mamewa on the other person, but the Iker Neder is that he is Mechayiv himself in Anhoga, that the other person will not have Anah from him. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that the Chiyuv Malkus is only on the person that made the Neder. Only if he is over on how he was Mechayiv himself to be Noyig, only then is there a Chiyuv Malkus. And for that reason, if the Baal goes and gives his wife Anah, the Baal is Mechayiv Malkus. The Isha, even though there is an Isser as far as the Isha herself is concerned, since there is a Chalois Isser, but that Chalois Isser will not be Mechayiv Malkus, since the Isha herself was not Mechayiv herself in any Anhoga. And only the Baal who is Mechayiv himself in Anhoga is the one who is Mechayiv Malkus. The Ran, on the other hand, who understands that the way Neder works is that a person is creating a Chalois Isser, and the Malkus is for being over on the Chalois Isser that was Chal on the object. For that reason, the Ran understands that a person is creating a Chalois Isser as far as the Isha is concerned. And therefore, the Isha is the one who is Chayeves Malkus and not the Baal. Since there is no Isser relative to the Baal, the whole Isser is only relative to the Isha. That is a Chira, the basis of the Shita of the Rambam and the way to understand the Machloikes between the Rambam and the Ran. So again, the Rambam understands that even that we find that a person can aser his chifetz on his friend is also based on that a person is mechayiv himself in how to be noyig relative to the chifetz. And a person is mechayiv himself to be noyig relative to this chifetz, that his friend should not have hanah from this chifetz. And memeilo is chal a chalois iser on the chifetz relative to his friends. That is achir, the understanding of the Shita of the Rambam, and that the Rambam and the Ran are going with Shita Sayu as far as how to understand the way a neder works. Now let's go on to the next sugya. In the Rishonim we find a tremendous machlokes. What is the Iker Neder? As we will see, Be'ezras Hashem in the Gemara, there are really two ways how someone can make a neder. Either someone can say, Dovar zeh osur alai, that this specific object is osur on me. That is one way how one can make a neder. Then there is another way for one to make a neder. If one is matvis a specific object in another object that is already osur be'isur neder. which the Gemara later on in Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and so too the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Chaf, learns out from that the pasuk says Ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem. That from that the pasuk uses a double lashon yidar neder, we learn out that a person can be matvis a specific object in another object that is already aser be'iser neder. Now one has to know, what is the Iker Neder that the Torah is referring to? In Roi Rishenim, for example, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, Beshitas Harif, and Shvuas Tav Chaf Aleph, and so too the Ritva understands that the Iker Neder that the Torah is referring to is a case of Atfasa. That one went and took a Chayfet and said, this Chayfet should be Aser, as another Chayfet that is already Aser Be'iser Neder. That we find, that someone has the ability to aser a chayfet by saying, Dover zeh aser alai, even without saying that this chayfet should be aser as another chayfet that is already aser beser neder, is as the Ran explains in Shavuos, only midin yadais, since by nedarim there is halacha viad neder, kneder damya. So too, if someone says Dover zeh aser alai, it is aser as if he said Dover zeh aser alai, like another chayfet that is already aser be'iser neder. The Ran by us, and so too the Meiri brings down Meshem the Balei HaTosfos, argue and explain that there are two ikrei neder, there are two ways how someone can make a neder. Either someone can make a neder by saying Dover zeh aser alai, or someone can make a neder through hatfasa, by being matvis, a specific object, in another object that is already aser be'iser neder. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin brings down the following chiddush b'shem the Maronach. The Maronach says that even though there is halacha, that in order for hatfasa to work, one has to be matvis b'davar hanoder. If one was matvis b'davar ha'aser, then his atfasa does not work. For example, if someone said, this basar should be asar on me, like basar chazir, like the basar of a chazir, he does not become asar in that basar. And the reason is because in order for atfasa to work, one has to be matvis b'davar another, one has to be matvis in an object which is asar be'iser neder. If one is matvis in an object which is asar, but the object that is aser is not aser b'iser neder, such a hatfasa does not work. The Maronach says that halacha only applies to a case that the person who is neder did not say that this baser should be aser on me. But rather, all he said was, is that this baser should be like the baser of a chazir. Only then do we say that the hatfasa does not work. But if he said this baser should be aser on me, as the basar of a chazir, then even though that tfasa does not work, but still he will be aser, just like had he said, this basar should be aser on me, without mentioning the basar of a chazir. And for that reason, the Maronach says that we ignore the fact that he said kebasar chazir. Only if he did not say this basar should be aser on me, and all he said was is that this basar should be like the basar of a chazir, that we cannot ignore the fact that he was matvis this basar in basar chazir, because there is no other way for him to be asr without hatfasa, only then do we say that there is a halacha that in order for hatfasa to work, one has to be matvis bedavar another and not bedavar ha'asr. The Mishnah Melech goes on to say that this chiddush of the Maronach is dependent upon the previous machlokes harishenim. Only if we are to say like the Ran, and as the Meiri brings down b'shem the Balei HaTosfos, that to be aser be'iser neder, one does not need hatfasa, and by saying dover zeh aser alai, that itself is enough for one to become aser be'iser neder, only then will we say the chiddush of the Maronach, that if one said basar zeh aser alai kebasar chazir, even though he said kebasar chazir, but since he also said basar zeh aser alai, then we disregard kebasar chazir and he is aser because he said basar zeh aser alai. Since basar zeh aser alai is itself enough of a reason for us to say that he is aser in this basar. But if one is to say with the other Yishenim that the Iker Neder is only batfasa, and that one becomes aser if one says davar zeh aser alai is only midin yadais, and we look as if he said kedaver hanader, then even if one said baser za aser like a baser chazir, he will not be aser in that baser. Since by saying baser za aser alai, the only reason why such a lashon works is only because we see as if he said kebaser of something which is nader. And since he did not say kebaser of something that is aser b'es nader, but rather he said kebaser chazir, therefore we can no longer apply the halacha of yadeis, and for that reason, if one said baser za aser like kebaser chazir, he will not be aser. So again, the Mishnah Melech understands that the chiddush of the Maranach is based on the sheet of the Ran and the Balei HaTosfos, that by saying Dover Zeh Aser Alai, that itself is enough to create an Iser Neder without being Matfis. And for that reason, even if he goes and is Matfis but Dover Aser, he will still be Aser. On the other hand, the Machna Ephraim and Hochas Nedarim Simon Yud Aleph argues on the Maral Nach. And the Machna Ephraim is Medayik in Aran, that even if one says Dover Zeh Aser Alai Kedover HaAser, still, he will not become Aser. And the obvious question is why? Why can we ignore the fact that he was Matfis and just accept the fact that he said, Dover ze Aser alai? And even if his nether cannot work as Atvasa, but let his nether work without the parasha of Atvasa. Just like had he said, Dover ze Aser alai without being Matfis. So before we explain the sheets of the Ran as Machna Ephraim is Medayik in the Ran, we have to first explain how does Hatfasa work. One can explain Hatfasa in one of two ways. Either one can say that Hatfasa is just a Lashon HaNeder, is just the terminology that one uses in creating an Isser on a specific object. Or one can say no, that the way a Neder b'Hatfasa works is by that he is taking an Isser and being Mamshech the Isser. He is extending a previously existing Isser to extend to this new Chefetz. And he is not creating a new Isser with his Neder, but rather he's including this new object in a previously existing Isser. This Shaila, as far as how to understand a Neder with Atfasa, is a tremendous machlokes harishonim. The Ran Peshitas Harif in Shavuos Daf Chaf Aleph explains that the way Hatfasa works is by that he is extending a previously existing Isser to include a new object. And the Ran goes on to say that according to the Rif, who understands that the only way one can make a neder is through Hatfasa, that is because a person cannot go and create his own new Isser. All a person can do is extend a previously existing Isser to include a new object. And for that reason, the Ran goes on to say that according to the Rif, one cannot be matvis be Isser Shvua. Since by a Shvua, there is no previously existing Isser on a specific object, all there is a Chiyuv on a person how to relate to that object, for that reason one cannot be matfis in a shvua. The Ritva, on the other hand, argues. The Ritva, even though the Ritva agrees to the Ran's understanding b'shitas harif, that the ikar neder is a neder b'atfasa, but the way atfasa works is not as the Ran explains b'shitas harif, that a person cannot create his own isser, all a person can do is extend a previously existing isser. But rather, the Ritva understands that even when a person is neder b'atfasa, he is creating a new Isser. He is not extending a previously existing Isser. As the Ritva says, when one is neder b'atfasa, einai ela kemefarish Isser nidrei, v'yisura minafshei chayla kikar zev, loy machmas hatfasase shalzeh. When a person is neder b'atfasa, he is creating a new Isser. All he's doing by being matfis is explaining the Isser that he is creating. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim as far as how Atfasa works. The Ran understands that the way Atfasa works is that a person is extending a previously existing Isser that is Aser with a parasha of Nedarim. The Ritva, on the other hand, understands Atfasa, that the person is creating a new Isser, just he happens to need to use a Lashon of Atfasa, as we will explain Bezos Hashem. Now, getting back to the Ran, again, the Machna Ephraim is Medayik in the Ran, that even when someone says, Davar ze osir alai, like another object that is osir, and not osir besir neder, still such a neder does not work. The obvious kash is, as we asked before, why not? Why, just because he added on the words, kedavar ha'osir, and he did not just say davar ze osir alai, why is that a reason that the fact that he said davar ze osir alai should not create an isir? Based on that we said before, one can explain the Ran as follows. That the Ran says that there are two ikre neder. There is a neder of davar ze osir alai, and then there is a neder of atfasa. The neder of atfasa is a completely different neder. There is one type of neder that one goes and creates an isser, and that is by saying davar ze osir alai, and then there is a completely different way of making an isser, and that is through extending a previously existing isser, and that is the neder of atfasa. And the neder of atfasa is not just a way of creating an isser, but rather it is a completely different neder. He is not creating an isser, he is just extending a previously existing isser. And for that reason, the Ran understands that if one's intention is to be matfis, if one is intending to be matvis, then what he is doing is just extending a previously existing iser. And therefore we apply the halacha of davar hanader v'loy davar ha'aser, that to extend a previously existing iser, one can only extend an iser neder, and one cannot extend an iser if the iser is not an iser neder. And that is why the Ran understands that even where one said basar ze aser alai kabasar chazir, even though, according to the Ran, by just saying bas is also a lie, that itself is enough to create an iser, but still, since he said kebasar chazir, he was not trying to create an iser. He was just trying to make atvasa. He was just trying to extend the iser of basar chazir. And basar chazir does not lend itself to be extended. And for that reason, his neder is not a neder. That we explain that according to the Ran, there are two completely different ways of making a neder. One, through creating an iser, and second, by just extending a previously existing iser. So too we find in the G'dayle HaChreinim, for example, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Dalet Mehilchas Mila Lachates. The Mishnah Melech says as follows. As we will see later, Be'ezras Hashem on the Gemara and Daf Amud Hayam and Aleph, the Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rameir and Chachamim. If yesh mi'ila b'kainames or not. If let's say someone says, kikar zeh alai hektish. Rameir says, the halacha is if the person himself went and had hanah from that kikar, he has to bring a korban mi'ila. Chachamim on the other end argue, and Chachamim say, ein mi'ila b'kainames. We paskin, as the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Mehilchas Mi'ila Lachates, that yesh mi'ila b'kainames. As the Rambam says, Yesh mi'ila b'nedarim keitzad ha'imer, kikar zu alai korban ay hektish va'ochla mo'al. The Mishnah Melech says the following chiddush. The Mishnah Melech says that according to the Ran, that there is a halacha of Yesh mi'ila b'kainames is only if he was matvis the kikar in something else. If he just said kikar ze osir alai, and he was not matvis the kikar in something else, then the halacha will be that ein mi'ila, and he will not be moyo in such a case. And only by atfasa is there mi'ila. As the Mishnah Melech explains, that only by atfasa do we say that he was osay kehektish. L'chayra from the Mishnah Melech one sees that the way a neder with atfasa works and the way a neder without atfasa works are fundamentally different. A neder without atfasa is a new iser. But the new iser that he is creating has no kedusha in it whatsoever. And for that reason, the Mishnah Melech has a tzad that there is no mi'ila, only by atfasa. For example, if he would say, kikar zu kehektish, would we say that there is mi'ila, since he is extending kedusha's hektish to include this new object. And therefore, this new object has kedusha. And for that reason, there is mi'ila by atfasa. In the Tshuvas HaRosh and Kali Bey Simon Dawud, we find that the Rosh says the following chiddush. Mi shomar ye'osar ye'ini al kol yisrael. If someone said that my wine should become Asra Ko Yisolim Es Adavar Pliny. Va'over va'asai. And he was over and he did that Davar Pliny. Still, his yayin does not become Asra Ko Yisrael. As the Rosh says, Hinu Yocho Le'asarim Lo'isha Asri Bekainim Oy Bedavar Anadar. From the Rosh, one sees, as a Taz near Adea Simon Reishes of Katan Dalad, and the Shach in Sivkatan Zayin explain that even though a Lashon Iser works for the person himself, but in order to Aser one's objects on other people, a Lashon Iser does not work. For that, one needs a Lashon of Atfasa. L'chaira, the explanation in the Rosh is as follows, that the Rosh again understands that the way a neder b'loshen iser works and the way a neder b'loshen atfasa works are fundamentally different. The way a neder b'loshen iser works is that he's making himself aser in that specific object. And therefore the Rosh understands that he only has a right to make himself aser in that object. He cannot make other people aser in that object. The only way to make other people aser in that object is only if he's making the object into a chevtza d'isura. And therefore the Rosh says that the only way for him to make the object into a chevtza d'isura is only by saying a neder b'loshen atfasa. Since by atfasa he is extending a previous iser to include this chefetz. And for that reason the chefetz becomes a chevtza d'isura. But that is only b'loshen atfasa. If someone says a neder b'loshen iser and not b'loshen atfasa, then we say that all he is doing is being mechayev himself on hagar relative to the chefetz as if the chefetz would be a chevtz to the isura, and that he can only do as far as he himself is concerned. He cannot make a neder b'loshen iser as far as other people are concerned. So again, from the Rosh, according to the understanding of the Shach and the Taz, one sees that there is a fundamental difference between a neder b'loshen atfasa and a neder shaloi b'loshen atfasa. And so too we find in Chidush HaGrach HaShas and Simen Kuf Tzadivav. Now getting back to the sheet of the Ritva, again, the Ritva understands that the Iker neder is b'loshen atfasa. But that we say that the Iker neder is b'loshen atfasa is not because the Iker neder is through the extension of a previously existing Iser, but rather he is making a new Iser. Now one has to know, if the Ritva understands that by a neder b'loshen atfasa he is making a new Iser, why is it necessary for him to be matfis? Why can't he just say, Kikar ze aser alai? So chere pshat in the Ritva is as we find by Baron Yafin in his Miluim Achidushe HaRitva Simen Aleph. Baron Yafin explains that the Ritva is going with Shitase. The Ritva, later on in Dafi Gimel Mabei, says the following Chiddush, that all Isurei Tera are Isurei Gavra. Only a Neder is an Isur Chavtza. And for that reason, the Ritva goes on to explain that that is why we say that a person cannot be Matvis Bedavar HaAser. A person can only be Matvis Bedavar HaNoder. Since for Atfasa to work, a person can only be matfis in an iser which is a chevtza d'isura, and therefore only a neder which is a chevtza d'isura can a person be matfis in. All other isurim that are only isuri gavra, a person cannot be matfis in isuri gavra. Based on this ritva, Baron Yafin goes on to explain that for that reason, one cannot just say kikar ze aser alai, but rather one has to say kikar ze aser alai kedavar anodur, because one needs for him to explain that what he is making here is an iser chevtza. Had he just said kikar ze aser alai, we would not know that he is making a chevtza di isura. It could be he is making an iser like all other isurim shabatira that are only isure gavra. And for that reason, it is necessary for him to speak out that he is making a chevtza di isura. Since in order for the neder to be considered an iser neder, one needs a chevtza d'isura. But again, according to the Ritva, that he has to be matvis is just a way of explaining and showing that what he is doing is making a chevtza d'isura. but there is no extension from a previously existing Isser whatsoever. But that is only, as Ratva explains, if one said, Kikar Zeh Osir Alai Kedavar Hanodar. But let's say one said, Kikar Zeh Kedavar Hanodar, that, even according to the Ratva, is a regular Atvasa, and such a neder is an extension of an already existing Isser, and he is not making a new Isser. And such a Atvasa, the Ratva later on in Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph explains, is a machlekes Abaye and Rava and Shfuas Tav Chaf Amud Aleph. That Abaye holds such a Atvasa works, Rava on the other hand understands that such a Atvasa does not work. So again, as far as the Iker, Isser, Neder, Homer, Batera, we have three basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ran, and so too is Mashmos of the Rambam and Parakalaf, Melchis and Darim, understands that both a Neder, Beloshen, Isser, and a Neder, Beloshen, Hatfasa, are the Iker, HaNeder. On the other hand, the Ran, Beshitas, Harif, and Shvuas, Tavchaf, Aleph, and so too the Tur and other Rishonim understands that the Iker HaNeder is Beloshen HaTfasa, that he said, Dover Zeh Kedover HaNoder. That is the Iker HaNeder. The way Nidre Yisr work is that they are considered a Yad of HaNeder. And we look as if he was Matvis Bedover HaNoder. The Ritva, on the other hand, has a third Shita. The Ritva says, the Iker HaNeder is if someone says, Dover Zeh Osir Olai Kedover HaNoder. But if one would just say, Dover Zeh Kedavar HaNoder, such a neder would not work, since the Ritva says that Halacha is like Rava and Shfuas Tavchaf Min Aleph, who the Ritva understands holds that such a Hatfasa does not work. A Hatfasa of extending Yisurim does not work. Only a Hatfasa of creating an Isser. With explaining what Isser one is creating by being Matfis, only such a neder is considered a neder. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Mishnah says the following chiddush, that kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. To explain what kinuye nedarim are, we find in the Mishnah later on the Firmer Aleph, that if someone says kainim, kaineach, those are kinuye nedarim. The Gemara on the Firmer Aleph goes on to say itmar, kinuyim rebeichanon omar washain umaysain. Now the obvious kasha is, as the Ran and the Rashba both ask, is that according to Rabbi Eichnan, who understands Kinuyim Oshin Nochrim Heim, why did our Mishnah pick cases of Kainim and Kaineach? More than any other Loshin, our Mishnah should have said, Hanoider Bechol Loshin Nidre Neder. So to answer this Kasha, we find a tremendous Machoikis HaRishonim. The Ran answers the Kasha by saying that the Tana wants to tell us a bigger Chiddush, that not only do other Loshinis work, but even a mistaken version of the Loshin also work. Kainim Kaineach is not the real Lashon. It is a shibush, it is a mistake that people make in the Lashon. And even that works. And that is why the Tana picked a case of Kainim Kaineach, to tell us that Chiddush. The Rashba, on the other hand, brings down Meshem the Balei HaTesvis, that the Balei HaTesvis explained that the reason why the Tana of the Mishnah picked Kainim Kaineach is because there is a tremendous nafkamina between Kainim, Kaineach, and other Lashonis. As far as other Lashonis are concerned, one has to understand the other Lashonis in order for the Neder to be considered a Neder. If one does not understand the other Lashonis, his Neder is not considered a Neder. On the other hand, as far as Kainim, Kaineach, even if one does not understand what Kainim, Kaineach mean, his Neder is still considered a Neder. Now, one has to understand, what is the pshat and the Balei HaTesvos of the Rashba brings down? What is the difference between Kainim Kaineach, that even if he does not understand what Kainim Kaineach mean, his nether is still a nether? On the other hand, as far as the other Lashonis are concerned, if he does not understand the other Lashonis, his nether is not considered a nether. So to understand the Rashba, b'shem the Balei HaTesvos, we have to imaktim the following chiddush that we find in the Ritva. The Ritva says that we say, that if someone is neder in other Lashonis, his neder is considered a neder, is only if he is neder in other Lashonis, in a place that people speak the other Lashonis, in a place that is the language, if someone is neder b'shawar sheinis in a place that is not the language, then his neder is not considered a neder. But that is only as shawar sheinis are concerned. As far as Lashna Kodesh, even if someone is neder b'Lashna Kodesh in places that people do not speak Lashna Kodesh, his neder is still considered a neder. The Bir Halacha in Siman Samech Bei says, based on this Ritva, that so too as far as Kriya Shema, that there is Halacha that one can be Kirei Kriya Shema B'chol Lashin, that one can say Shema, in other words, Sheinis, even not B'Lashin HaKadosh. The Bir Halacha says that one can say Shema in other words, Sheinis, is only if he's saying Shema in a Lashin, in a place that people speak that Lashin. But if he is saying Shema in a different language, in a place that people do not speak that language, then he is not Yitze his Chiyuv Kriya Shema. But again, that is only Halacha and other Lashonis as far as Lashon HaKodesh is concerned. Even if someone says Shema b'Lashon HaKodesh in a place that people do not speak Lashon HaKodesh, he is still Yitze his Chiyuv Kriya Shema. The Bir Halacha explains because there is a fundamental difference between Lashon HaKodesh and other Lashonis. Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon Be'etzem. All other Lashonis are not Lashonis Be'etzem. They're not intrinsically a Lashon, they're only a Lashon, because that's the way people decided to talk. And therefore it is only considered a Lashon in a place where that is the language. In a place where that is not the language, it is not considered a Lashon. Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon in all places. Since Lashon HaKodesh has nothing to do with the fact that people decided to speak that language. That is how the Bir Halacha explains the Chiddush of the Ritva. Based on the Bir Halacha's explanation of the Ritva, one can explain the Baal HaTesis as follows. That the Baal HaTesis understand that as far as other Lashonis are concerned, since the other Lashonis are not Lashonis Be'etzem, they are only considered a Lashon as far as people who understand that Lashon, as far as people who that is their language. And therefore, if someone would say something in a different language, and he would not understand that language, as far as he is concerned, it is not considered a Lashon. But that is only as far as Shaar Lashonis are concerned, as far as Lashon HaKodesh. That is a Lashon Be'etzem, even if one does not understand the Lashon, it is still considered a Neder. And with this, one can explain that we find in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in Siman Samech Beis of Katan Aleph has the following suffix. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Melchus Kriyash Malachiyot, says that even though there is halacha, that one can be Yotze Shema in Shai Lashonis in other languages, but that is only if he understands the language. The Prima Gadim has a tzad that the Chiddush of the Rambam is only applicable to Shai Lashonis. As far as Lashon HaKodesh is concerned, even if one does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, he can still be Yotze his Chiyuv Kriya Shema. L'chira Pshat and the Prima Gadim is based on that we said before. That Shaar Lashonis that the Bir Halacha explains are not Lashonis Be'etzem, only then does Rambam say that one has to understand the Lashon in order for the Lashon to be considered a Lashon for the person who is speaking in that Lashon. On the other hand, as far as Lashon HaKodesh, that is a Lashon Be'etzem, even if one does not understand that Lashon, it is still considered a Lashon and one can be Yetzei Kriya Shema, even if one does not understand the Lashon HaKodesh. Now, getting back to the Baal HaTesis, for that reason, the Baal HaTesis understand that as far as Shaar Lashonis are concerned, one has to understand the language with which one is speaking in order for the Neder to be considered a Neder. But that is only as far as Shaar Lashonis, as far as Kainim and Kaineach, that are a shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh. The Baal HaTesis understand that a shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh is considered Kalashon HaKodesh. And just like Lashon HaKodesh is considered a Lashon Be'etzem, and therefore one does not have to understand Lashon HaKodesh to be considered a Lashon, and therefore the Neder is a Neder, so too as far as a shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh, which is also considered Lashon HaKodesh, also has the same maila, that such a shibosh is considered a Lashon Be'etzem. And since it is considered a Lashon Be'etzem, one does not have to understand what one is saying in order for the Neder to be considered a Neder. The Ritva on the other end argues, and the Ritva understands that Kainim and Kaineach also only work in a place that people speak in such a Lashon. And just like the Ritva understands that as far as Shar L'Sheinus are concerned, Shar L'Sheinus only work in a place that people speak Shar L'Sheinus, so too as far as Kainim and Kainach only work in a place that people speak with such a Shibosh. Ochaira from the Ritva one sees that the Ritva understands that Kainim and Kainach are not considered L'Sheinus Be'etzem, or only considered L'Sheinus because that is the way that people talk. And even though Kainim Kainach is a Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh, still Kainim Kainach does not have the same Maila as Lashon HaKodesh itself, since it is only a Shibosh. And so too is the Mashmos of the Ran, that the Ran says that the reason why the Tana picked Kainim Kainach is to tell me a bigger Chiddush, that not only do other L'Sheinus work, but even Kainim Kainach that are Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh also work. From the Ran, Lachaira one sees as well that Kainim Kainach, which is a Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh, is worse than Shar L'Sheinus. And we do not say that a Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh is better than Shar L'Sheinus, but rather, Kainim Kainach, the Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh, also only works because that is the way that people talk. But not because we say that a Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh is K'Lashon HaKodesh Damya. So again, according to the Ritva, both Kainim Kainach and Shar L'Sheinus only work in a place that that's the way people speak. According to our explanation of the Baal HaTesis, it will come out that Kainim Kainach will work in all places, since Kainim Kainach, which are a Shibosh of Lashon HaKodesh, are considered K'Lashon HaKodesh, therefore they have the Maila of Lashon HaKodesh. And just like the Baal HaTesis say, that one does not have to understand the Lashon in order for the Lashon, which is Lashon HaKodesh, to be considered a Lashon, so too Kainim Kainach will work in all places. On the other hand, Shar L'Sheinus will not work in all places. Shar L'Sheinus will only work in a place that that is the language. The Rambam, on the other hand, has a third shita. The Rambam in Perak Aleph, Mehoches Nedarim Alocha Tesayin, says as follows. Yeish Mekoymes, there are some places, Shanasheyem Eugim, Umafsidim Es Haloshin, Umechanin, Aldover Bedover Acher, Holchin, Shom, Acher Hakinoi, in such places that they speak with a Shibosh, in such places we go after the Kinoi. From the Rambam one sees that as far as Kainim Kainach, the Rambam agrees to the Ritva that it depends on the place. Only in such a place that they speak with such a Shibosh do we say that the Neder is considered a Neder. But from the Rambam is Meduyik that that is only as far as a Shibosh Lashon of Kainim Kainach. As far as all other L'Sheinus are concerned, even if one makes a Neder in other L'Sheinus in a place that they do not speak the other L'Sheinus, still the Neder will be considered a Neder. And so too is Mashmos of the Rambam in Perek Beis Melachos Kriyashma L'Chayod, that the Rambam says that one can be Yetzei Kriyashma and Shar L'Sheinus without saying the condition that one is only Yetzei Kriyashma and Shar L'Sheinus if he is saying the Kriyashma and Shar L'Sheinus in a place that that is the language. So from the Rambam one sees that Shar L'Sheinus have a Maila over Kainim Kainach, which so too is a Mashmos of the Ran. Now, one has to know, according to the Rambam, who understands that Shar L'Sheinus are considered L'Sheinus in all places, even in places, that that is not the language. On the other hand, a Shibosh Lashon is not considered a Lashon in other places. Do we say that a Shibosh HaLashon in a place that that is the way they speak, over there it is considered a Lashon, or do we say no, that even in a place where they speak B'Shibosh, it is not considered a Lashon? Just we say that as far as Nedarim, a Shibosh is enough based on a Chiddush of Kinoi Nedarim K'Nedarim, which the Pashtos of the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph learns out from a drasha of Nazir Lahazir, that from there we learn out a special Chiddush of Kinoi Naziros and so too Kinoi Nedarim. And so too is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi has a special drasha for Kinoi Nedarim K'Nedarim. And so too Reb Shmuel brings down B'Shem the Biskirov, that the Biskirov said that this halacha, that one can be neder in a Shibosh Lashon, is only halacha as far as Nedarim are concerned. As far as Kriyashma, one cannot be Yoytze Kriyashma in a Shibosh Lashon. The Ran, on the other hand, argues on the Rambam. The Ran on Daf Gimel understands that even though I would have had a havamina that a shibosh loshen is worse than shaloshenes, but the kamash mulon of the Tana is no, that shibosh loshen is exactly the same as shaloshenes. And for that reason, the Ran on Daf Gimel says that we do not need a special drasha for shibosh haloshen more than shaloshenes. And therefore, according to the Ran, just like one can be yetei kriyashma and shaloshenes, so too one can be yetei kriyashma with a shibosh loshen. So again, we have three tzadim in the Rishonim as far as how to understand the halachas of a shibosh loshen and shaloshenes. The Ritva understands that both shaloshenes and the shibosh loshen only work in a place that is the way people speak, since both are not considered loshenes ba'etzem. While Taisus on the other hand seem to understand that a shibosh loshen hakodesh is considered kaloshen hakodesh, and therefore shibosh haloshen of loshen hakodesh will work in all places. On the other hand, shar loshenes will not work in all places, since shar loshenes are not considered a loshen be'etzem. The Rambam, on the other hand, explains that shar loshenes work in all places. On the other hand, the shibosh loshen only works in a place that is the way they talk. Which, as Reb Shmuel explains, that according to the Rambam, a shibosh haloshen, even in a place where that is the way they talk, is not considered a loshen. Just there is a special halacha that as far as nedarim and aziros, a shibosh loshen is enough to be considered levate besvasav.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.